With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A Windsor man on the run following an August 2023 shooting is now one of Canada's most wanted. The Bolo program placed John Manahan on its top 25 list. Manahan is wanted for attempted murder after a 33-year-old was shot and seriously wounded at a house on Perry Avenue last summer. Another man has already been arrested in that incident. People living on Bruce Avenue in Windsor got a jarring wake-up call Tuesday morning. Windsor police say a woman lost control of her vehicle and crashed between Giles Boulevard West and Clinton at around 5 a.m. The impact damaged at least five parked cars and left the vehicle on its side and badly damaged. The female driver was treated for minor injuries and ticketed for careless driving. Windsor Police's K-9 officer helped nab two break-in suspects early Monday. The pair arrived just after midnight to a business on North Service Road on a motorcycle and allegedly broke into several vehicles, tried to enter the units, and cut a hole in the fence to get out. K-9 officer Rolex searched a nearby wooded area and arrested the suspects. A man and woman are charged with break and enter, property damage, and possession of stolen property. The City of Windsor has developed a 7-point action plan to strengthen the core and revitalize downtown. Mayor Drew Dokken says the city needs to invest to encourage investments from private business owners.
Clearly there's a fee to providing additional security and implementing a lot of these initiatives, but we actually believe the investment will generate a return that will end up paying for itself.
The plan includes an increased police presence, improved property standards, and the creation of a transitional care facility. The $3.2 million plan will go before City Council next month. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to a settlement for victims of a disgraced gymnastics team doctor. NBC News reports that the settlement is over $138 million U.S. dollars. The FBI has also apologized for botching the investigation into Larry Nassar. Nassar is currently in prison for molesting hundreds of girls and young women under the guise of medical treatment. A series of pre-budget announcements hasn't done much to boost the federal Liberals. The latest word from the Abacus Toronto Star poll tracker shows that if an election were held on Tuesday, 37% of respondents would vote Conservative, compared to 19% for the Liberals and 15% for the NDP. The 18-point lead is the highest that Tory leader Pierre Poilievre has had since he became opposition leader. Canada will require plastic makers to create a record of the waste they create. A round of talks got underway Tuesday in Ottawa, working toward an international agreement on plastics use. Global News reports that a national registry, similar to one used for greenhouse gases, will be phased in. In sports, the Lakeshore Canadiens visit New Hamburg Tuesday night in Game 1 of the Junior C Schmaltz Cup semifinals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, there are four Game 2s. The Rangers host the Capitals, the Lightning visit the Panthers, Winnipeg faces Colorado, and Vancouver welcomes Nashville. In baseball, the Blue Jays visit the Royals, and the Tigers are at Tampa Bay. Tuesday night's weather, rain ending, then windy and down to 6. Partly sunny, windy and 10 Wednesday. Clear Wednesday night, a low of minus 1 with possible frost. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.